Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, RTE Radio 1 has announced a new weekday schedule. Let's get more on this with Evelyn O'Rourke, RTE's arts and media correspondent. Hello, Evelyn.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Will you take us through what we know about the new schedule and what it will look like?
OK, well, let's start with the elephant in the room, which is obviously your good self. You're departing and heading to News Talk. So today we have the next step in the new schedule here. So what we know at this point is, and I've bits of paper everywhere, Claire, my pen is flying. And what I've tried to do is actually go through the schedule programme by programme, because that's the only way that my brain can kind of process this. So what we do know at this point is that starting on Morning Ireland, the regular time slot 7 to 9, the two new presenters will be joining the lineup there. Now, I suppose then the big move is at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, Dave McCullough, who we knew obviously taking over the Today programme. He is moving to 9am. So his slot will be from 9am to 11am, a 2 hour slot there. Then big change at 11am. Oliver Callan, who we all listen to at 9am at the moment, he is moving to 11 o'clock. He's going to an extended slot there. So he'll be on air from 11am to 1pm. So that's the morning bit done. Then 1 to 1.45, Rachel English continuing steadily there on the news at 1. Then I suppose after all the speculation, all the talk, all the gossip, 1.45, confirmation this morning that Kieran Cuddy he is taking over Liveline. Joe Duffy, of course, retired from the show in June. And then there was lots of speculation last night because News Talk had confirmed that he was leaving. So today, yes, we can confirm that Kieran Cuddy will be taking over Liveline. So that is 1.45 to 3. So that's the regular slot, the familiar slot for Liveline. Then a little change, a little tweak there. From 3 to 4, Louise Duffy moves from her current midday music slot down to 3 o'clock. And the description of the programme is a little bit broader, more emphasis on maybe a little more talk, celebrity guests, you know, conversation, that kind of thing. So that's that programme there, 3 to 4. Then a change at 4 o'clock. Drive time moves up, if you know what I mean, by half an hour. So drive time will now be from 4 to 6. We've had it obviously from 4.30 to 7 over the last number of years. And a move there in seats because Katie Hannon and Cullum O'Mungon have been confirmed as the new presenters of that drive time programme at 4 o'clock. And then I don't know if you can keep up at this point because my head is spinning at this point too. At 6 o'clock there will be a new sports show unveiled. We don't have details on that yet. And then of course a mention to our lovely, lovely colleague Sean Rocks, who we are all still so sad about his death there a few months ago. They were saying in this statement that there will be a new presenter for that, for Rena, but that'll be announced at a later date. So at the moment, that's the shape. Lots of changes. Probably the biggest schedule lineup and shake-up to Radio 1, really. And I'm trying to think, 15, 20 years, really. I mean, in terms of the shape of it, it really is a dramatic day for the schedule. Mm-hmm.
And when does all this happen from, Evelyn, do we know?
Well, we know that Dave McCullough is starting November the 3rd, so that's definite, and I'm assuming he'll start his 9 o'clock show on November the 3rd. Other than that, what I've been told is that these changes will come in across the board later in the year, so we don't have a date as such for all of it, but I imagine that we will, certainly by the new year, it seems possibly it'll all be embedded, but again, we're waiting for just a bit more flesh in the bones than that. I mean, there's been a lot to cover, I suppose, today, and I expect that the story will unfold throughout the day and we'll get more and more confirmation on that. So I don't have a definite date. I can't say there's a whistle blowing on one particular date where it'll all kick in, but it certainly will unveil quite quickly, I think, over the next few weeks.
And just a mention for Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara, current presenters of Drive Time, because they are mentioned in this statement as well, aren't they?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Patricia Monahan, the director of audio there, she's talking about the fact that this schedule marks the beginning of an exciting new chapter for Radio 1. She says that it's been designed to meet the changing listening habits of audiences, giving them the public service content they need across the day. And she also says that she's also pleased to confirm that Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara will continue to be regular presence on RT and Radio 1. And that, as she says, we look forward to sharing news of their new roles in the coming weeks. They're clearly part of the plans.
Evelyn, thank you very much. And of course, we wish everyone well who's taking part in that new schedule on RTE Radio 1.